everybody, and welcome to This Week in Figure Skating for the week of January 21st through 27th, 2013, also known as January Madness. And Europeans had more than its usual share of crazy this year, thanks to bad weather across Europe, which closed a number of airports, including the one in Zagreb, for much of Monday, meaning even those who got into the air, such as the Russian team, ended up getting diverted to nearby cities, and even when the skaters arrived, in multiple instances, their luggage didn't. The Russian team ended up going through Budapest and Vienna before finally reaching Croatia, and when they got there, at least one of them called the rink old and Soviet style, but then they made it worth the hassle by winning 5 of the available medals and 2 of the golds. They had disappointments in the men, though, since Evgeny Plushenko proved unable to get past an aggravated back injury that left him unable to bend down to pick things up off the ice after skating a 6th-place short program where he began with his hands cut already, then fell on his triple axel. He was withdrawn even before the draw for the long was done and won't be back onto the ice until March. Of the other 2 Russian men, ironically, it was the controversial St. Maxim Kovtun who placed higher, but even he had a short with a quad triple and then a doubled axel and unclean lutz. And while the 4th place free that pulled him from 7th to 5th was kind of beautiful, with quad and quad triple instead, even it had an illegal 4th combo. Though that wasn't the only Russian Zayek violation of the night. Sergei Voronov, who was 5th after a clean quad triple short, had a free where he landed 1 quad, then only did a triple toe, which proved a problem since it made his 3rd triple toe and his 3 jump illegal, causing him to lose the element after he'd already blown a spin. Combined with a partially under-rotated combo lacking axel and doubled flip, it dropped him down to 7th. In contrast, the French skaters proved unable to max out their jumps. Florent Imodio, who led narrowly after a clean short with a quad salchow, while he did 2 more in the free, failed to attach the combo to the 2nd, and then only did 6 more jumping passes, though it might not have mattered that much, since despite being 3rd in the free, he still won silver on a day when it would have been really hard for him to beat Javier Fernandez, who came to Zagreb both late and without his luggage, and his short had a newly added quad salchow, but only a triple-double. But in the free, a clean quad toe and salchow, plus a quad salchow triple-toe combo, albeit a stepped out of 1, plus everything else except 1 doubled flip being spectacular, resulted in an overall score of 274.87 and a landslide win, the first medal of any kind for Spain at Europeans. Imodio's elder Brian Joubert, here with new coach Katia Krier, long and confusing story, proved the representative elder statements, with Plushenko withdrawing and Thomas Ferner skating bad in the short and worse in the free to finish 11th, and was even 3rd after the short with a quad triple, albeit 1 with an over rotation. But his free, despite a quad, lost 1 combo to a step out, another to a popped axel, and he lost the bronze to Mikhail Brzina, who was 4th after the short where he too landed the quad salchow, but also lost a combo to a step out, but after way too many ISU championship 4th places, finally got in his first senior podium with a 2nd place program completely clean outside the quad salchows, and while he fell on 1, the other was clean, if comboless. Of course, the biggest withdrawal remained Nathalie Pechela and Fabian Borza from the ice dance, with her even holding a press conference over it, sparking rumors his injury was career-ending, but it was just to say the injury was actually several weeks old, and they hoped for him to be back on the ice in a couple of weeks. Meanwhile, the competition proved a nail-biter between Ekaterina Bobrova and Dmitry Soloviev, and Elena Ilyinch and Nikita Katsalapov, with the former winning the short dance and the latter the free dance by tiny fractions of a point. Though Bobrova and Soloviev didn't view either performance as their best, all 4 involved were very good, and Ilyinch and Katsalapov were of the opinion their programs couldn't have gone better. The difference maker proved Ilyinch and Katsalapov's relatively low free dance tariff, which kept them from winning the free dance by enough. Bobrova and Soloviev held on to gold 169.25 to 169.14. But it was an extremely high-quality event across the board, with none of the 25 teams falling in the short dance, though 2 did in the free, and lots of teams turning out their best. Bronze medalists Anna Cabellini and Luca Linate didn't quite, though, following a tariff below the Russians in the short with the highest tech score in the free, which they tried to make darker than it had been earlier this season. But even there, their step sequence wasn't perfect, and as they noted, it had to be. Ekaterina Riazanova and Ilya Tkachenko lagged behind a bit further in 4th, mostly on their weaker presentation scores, and announced they'll soon be moving permanently to Novi to train with Igor Spielbon as their principal coach. It was a week of both triumph and grief for Tatiana Volosozhar and Maxim Trankov, with his father Leonid Trankov dying last Sunday of a heart attack at the age of 62. They decided nonetheless to compete, skated a great short program, and along with no major mistakes, if minor ones in the throws, landing their salchows in both programs in the process, and won both segments and the competition over Yelena Savchenko and Robin Silkovy, 212.45 to 205.24, the first time they've ever beaten the Germans, then skipped the exhibition with him instead flying Saturday to his hometown of Perm for the funeral. Savchenko and Silkovy, also delayed when the weather canceled their Dresden flight, were clean in the short, but even then, by their own admission, weren't at their best performance-wise, and then the free, though they pulled off throw flip and triple toe sequence without a hitch, she fell and he doubled on the salchows, and again they went low on energy in the second half. Still, silver was no problem, especially since Yugo Kavaguti and Alexander Smirnov had a terrible competition. None of their throws were clean, and he fell on their toes in the short and their single axles in the long, though they too pulled off the triple toe sequence. They finished 5th, just ahead of Zdenys Dolbov and Fedor Klimov, who blew a chance to repeat his bronze medal medalists, they had one clean throw in the competition, and that was the easy one. They fell on the toes in the short and the throw lets and partially under-rotated axles in the long, though they did land the three jump at the beginning of the ladder. So bronze instead went to Stefania Burton and Ondrej Tatarik, who came in by car 5 hours from Milan and became the first Italian team ever to medal at Europeans. They also landed their opening three jump and were completely clean outside her falling on the sow cows in the long. They did toes in the short and easier throws throughout. In the ladies, too, favorite Carolina Kostner took her fifth, but she called it her hardest, and in both segments she lost to a Russian, albeit not the same one. In the short, she fell on her triple toe, and was second to Adelina Sotnikova, who finally skated her short program clean, triple toe, plus straight level fours, to set a personal best. Then in the free, she finally landed a Lutz, but then doubled her sow cows, and was second by a point to Elizaveta Tuktomysheva, who had a good clean skate with a triple Lutz, triple toe. But Tuktomysheva had been fourth after the short after doubling the Lutz, attempting her triple, and double footing her axel, and Sotnikova opening her free went for the triple Lutz, triple toe, didn't fully rotate it, and then popped her flip. She was fine after that, but when the numbers crunched together, she'd slip behind Kostner 194.71 to 193.99, and Tuktomysheva was a bit further behind in third. The three of them were very much unchallenged, though, since Elena Genovanishvili was nowhere near the place, her short was bad, and her free not much better to finish 14th, and the Helgeson sisters didn't really bring it either. Yoshi Elgeson was fifth after the short, but had four downgrades, including a major one, and a ninth place free to finish eighth, and Victoria Helgeson was sixth in the short with a partially under rotated triple toe, and messy loop, and seventh in the free with two pops, only two combos, and her miserable-looking demeanor throughout her skate. Instead, third after the short was actually Valentina Marquet with a good, clean, if relatively easy program. She had a handful of errors in her free, a double, a partial downgrade, a single double, and duly dropped fourth, but that was still her highest finish at Europeans ever, and a big accomplishment for her. For 2014 Europeans, Russia keeps its three spots in all four disciplines, and Britain too remains stable with their two pairs and ice dance spots, as does Azerbaijan with a second ice dance spot. Germany keeps their three pairs and two ice dance spots and goes up to two spots in both singles events. Spain keeps two men's spots and gains a second lady spot, and Sweden gains a third lady spot and second men's spot, while Austria gains a second men's spot. Italy keeps the three lady spots and gains a third pairs and ice dance spot, but loses their second men's spot, and France, as well as keeping the three men's spots and two lady spots, gains a third pair spot, but loses the third ice dance spot. The Czech Republic loses its third men's spot, and Belgium its second. Georgia and Finland lose their second lady spots, Lithuania loses its second ice dance spot, and Belarus loses its second pair spot. On the other side of the pond, U.S. Nationals went on in Omaha without the plagues of weather or anyone saying anything bad about the rink, though two ice dance teams did run afoul of Murphy's Law en route, but the madness there was saved mostly for the skating and mostly for the singles. There was trouble for Jeremy Abbott from the start. When he found out the day of the short, a spin he'd developed to deal with his back issues and plan for both programs was actually illegal. He did a short program without trying the quad and got through it, albeit with tight jumps, and led, and most of his expected challengers had issues. In second, Ross Miner partially under-rotated his quad sow cow. In fifth, Richard Dornbusch had landed his quad toe, but hadn't fully rotated his axle and had stepped out of his combo. In sixth, Adam Rippon partially under-rotated and fell on his combo. And in 16th, Armin Mabuduzadeh had a fall, a near fall, and two full downgrades. Mabuduzadeh didn't skate well in the free either. He finished 13th. Nor did Dornbusch entirely. He crashed on the quad, tried again, even though he hadn't planned to, fell again, and popped his axle. He finished 6th. Rippon in 5th, despite cutting his hand something nasty right before skating, did somewhat better, but he still had a full downgrade in his triple Lutz loop triple sow cow, where weirdly, the loop also got partially downgraded, plus a bad landing on a second axle. Ross Miner did a lot better, landing quad sow cow and everything else except a pop second axle, but the real star turned out to be Max Aaron, who came in talking about giving it all in his program getting more choreography in accordance with an earlier plan. He led off the short with him accidentally starting his long music instead, then when they started the right music, hit the quad triple and the other jump, if not quite the last spin so much, and as a result came into the free in fourth place. Then he landed two more quad sow cows, one in combination, and if other jumps weren't quite perfect, they were all more than good enough, combined with his energy, that he blew the ceiling off, got the audience to their feet, broke 175 in the free skate score, and got ahead of Miner 255 even to 251.29. So when Abbott in his free, perhaps in response, went for the quad, partially under-rotated and fell on it, and then doubled two more jumps near the end, the mistakes proved painfully fatal. He dropped not only below Aaron, but even Miner, resulting in a somewhat expected silver medalist, but a first-time winner no one had seen coming. Peter went to Joshua Ferris, who was third after a more or less clean short, and his fourth place free, he fell on the quad, then landed everything else. The results of the ladies' event weren't quite as crazy, but the competition as a whole wasn't far off. Reigning champion Ashley Wagner, looking to be the first repeat since the Quan era, arrived with her training the week before, having been wrecked by food poisoning, and went conservative, doing only a triple-double to skate a cautious short. Though, like Abbott, she still won the segment, if only because here, too, the others had issues. Agnes Sawatsky in second nailed most of her short, including her triple-toe, only to fall on her double axel. Christina Gow in fifth landed her triple-toe in both her other jumps, but fell on a spin. Gracie Gold went down on her triple lip, triple toe, and single third axel to land down in 9th, and Caroline Zhang had all three of her triples downgraded, her second loop fully so, to land all the way in 12th. Though Mariah Nagasu, despite illness, landed her triple toe, and a clean, energetic program to come in 3rd. But in the free, the best skating came from those who had finished lower in the short, with gold especially distancing everyone in the tariff alone, laying a triple lutch triple toe and a double axel triple toe in a knockout performance, which won her the free skate by over 10 points over Wagner, who went low on gas in her long, culminating in 2 falls and 2 brushes with the 2-foot monster. But Wagner, thanks to an even larger lead over gold, managed to stay ahead 188.84 to 186.57, and that was her second title, and gold risen all the way up to silver, went to wide skater free, landed the triple toe again, only to double a flip, fall on her second lutz to lose a second combo, and partially under-rotate a double and a 3 jump to boot, coming in 7th in the free, though ultimately repeating as bronze medalist. Gao skated clean, but a little dolly and a little shakily, and without a triple-triple to come in 4th in the segment, but overall 5th again. Zhang did very similar, rotating everything this time, but lacking the goods to get higher than 9th in the segment, or 11th overall. And poor Nagasu, her illness gotten worse to the point she couldn't quite skate through it, fumbled one jump, fell in another, and under-rotated a bunch of them for 4 partial downgrades and 1 full 1 in 11th place free to drop down to a second 7th and left the kissing cry in tears. Also getting a little bit of a breakthrough was Courtney Hicks, who edged Gao out for the pewter, mostly on aggressive skating, going for the triple flip triple toe in the short, partially under-rotating it, going for it again in the free, and this time pulling it off, and then charging her way through everything else, even if a loop got popped in the process, she was 4th in the short and 3rd in the free. If the European ice dance competition was a good one, the US one was out of this world, and Merrill Davis and Charlie White in claiming their 5th title even more so. Their short dance was magnificent enough, but then the free, they blew away even their own high standards, reducing viewers to tears, and presenting so much 6.0 level perfection, the judges did their best to give them the equivalent. All of their GOEs but a small amount of plus 2s were plus 3s, and in the 5 PCS categories, they got perfect 10s in 4 of them, and 9.93 in skating skills. The tech panel contributed straight level wars in both programs, and they approached 120 in the free dance score, and totaled 197.44 overall. Below them, meanwhile, there was a bit of a surprise for silver, with the recent tendency of Marana Zueva's teams to take extended lift deductions, exacting a steep price on Maya and Alex Shibutani. They, Madison Chalk and Evan Bates, too, both had great short dances, then blew the free dance away, and got level 4s in almost all their elements. The Shibutanis had a level 3 step sequence in their short, and both teams had 1 in their free, but the Shibutanis also took an extended lift deduction each program, and ultimately that cost them the silver, as they came in a little less than 2 points behind Chalk and Bates. Zueva said afterwards, "I will fix." Poor Madison Hubble and Zachary Donahue, especially, and Lincoln Greirut and Logan Gilletti Schmidt also brought their own high-quality best, and when the latter had to survive a short dance warm collision to do it, but it just wasn't enough for more than 4th and 5th, respectively. The pairs, too, had some good performances at the top, if less so below, though of course it was a little strange, with 3 of the 4 medalists from last year not around, and pewter medalists Gretchen Donlin and Andrew Spirov still messing up too many jumps and finishing 6th, so the favorites were Marissa Castelli and Simon Schnapier, and they wrapped up the first title neatly in the short, where a strong program with side-by-side Salchows got them a huge lead, while Alexis Guimara and Christopher Kniram, their only real competition, had a stumble in the throw flip and a fall from him in the Salchow. She didn't land clean either, coming in 3rd, a smidge behind Felicia Zhang and Nate Bartholomew, who landed a good pro flip, though she put her hand down on the toes. It was a prudent move on Castelli and Schnapier's part, as the nerves got to him in the free. He completely blew the side-by-side spins, and he showed a bit of it in the other elements too. Though they more or less got through everything else, they came in 3rd in the segment, though with 180.61 total, they still won comfortably enough. Meanwhile, Skimek and Kniram came back, landing throw flip and side-by-side Salchows, though the second throw was a little two-footed. They won the free skate, a little less than 2 points over Castelli and Schnapier, and a little more than a point over Zhang and Bartholomew, who skated clean with the throw lutz and side-by-side toes, and actually had the highest tech score of the segment. Haven Denny and Brandon Fraser were initially 4th after the short, despite him singling their Salchows, just ahead of Lindsay Davis and Mark Ladwig, who landed them, but were held back by a weak triple twist, but won the free, she fell on them. They slipped behind Davis and Ladwig, who landed them again, and everything else, and a still weak twist didn't keep them from claiming pewter. In the junior men's competition too, the favorite finished 3rd, though in Nathan Chen's case, this was mostly because he got a stomach virus the morning of the short. Then Vincent Zhao initially lost the short to Shotaro Mori, having one of his best skates ever, but responded with a skate of his own life in the free to win. The junior ladies too got a new champion, with Pauline Edmonds going for the hard triple triples, landing the competition's only clean one in the short, and ultimately winning both segments for the title, but reigning ice dance champions Alexandra Aldridge and Daniel Eaton were class enough the field that even a slip from her going into a step sequence in the free dance didn't keep them from repeating. In the junior pairs, reigning silver medalists Brittany Simpson and Matthew Blackmer ended up inheriting the title. They're mostly clean skating a relief after their junior Grand Prix woes. Madeleine Aaron and Max Settledge won the short, but then had a terrible free and dropped to 3rd. Although there was likely some debate about it, in the end for the World's team, the only divergence in the top twos and threes was the granting of Katie, Denny, and John Coughlin's request to be added, presumably pending a test gate. The Four Continents team includes the top three in pairs and ice dance, but shows a little more divergence in the singles, first by the absence of both Wagner, who is known to have turned a spot down on her coach's advice, and more surprisingly, Abbott, though one must assume he too declined, and then with their spots going to Yao and Rippon, Hicks and Ferris are instead being sent to Junior Worlds. The other two ladies' spots at Junior Worlds have been handed further down the senior ladies' results to Yasmin Siraj and Samantha Cesario, at 6 and 8, the highest finishing lady is eligible for them, not going to Four Continents or Worlds already, and the other two men's spots have been given to Jason Brown, following his 8th place finish in senior men, and to Mori, which is slightly more, but not very surprising, following a silver in junior men, Vijin Zhao being too young. Their finishes, too, got Simpson and Blackmer, and junior pair silver medalists Jessica Calang and Zach Sidhu trips to Milan, despite the latter's even worse junior Grand Prix woes, with Denny and Fraser leading that team, while the ice dance team is the junior top three, Aldridge and Eaton, Caitlin Hayoyaki, John-Luke Baker, and Lauren McNamara and Quinn Carpenter. The alternates were chosen a bit more freely. For Worlds, Nagasu is an alternate rather than Hicks, Rippon is ahead of Ferris, and no third alternate was named for Ice Dance, something happening in several junior categories as well, where it seems they don't want to send any alternates out to get minimum tech scores. Four Continents saw even more divergence in the results, except in the Ice Dance. For men, alternates are Dornbush, but then Brandon Mraz and Stephen Carrier, who finished 9th and 10th, probably because they have the tech minimums. For the ladies, it's Nagasu Zhang and Ashley Kane, who finished 12th, though the two girls in 8th and 9th that skips, Ashley Wang and Hannah Miller, are instead alternate to Junior Worlds. Also, Donlin and Spear are ahead of Denny and Fraser, but that's probably also just because the latter are going to Junior Worlds. Third alternate to Junior Worlds is Leia Kaize, who had to pull out of Nationals altogether with an injured ankle, while the other alternates list seems heavily determined by who has the tech minimums already. For those not in Omaha, Coughlin did call in to say he'll be back on the ice Monday, and he and Katie Denny are already practicing their triple twist off it. Meanwhile, Alyssa Cisney did have to have surgery. She went under the knife Friday. But in further recovery news, Thursday, Caitlin Weaver went off the crutches with an excited tweet from her and Andrew Poggi's official account proclaiming the happy day. She will have another meeting with the doctor next week to take a look at the bone. Though they admit the odds are against them, they won't go to Worlds unless they can train full out for at least 4 weeks beforehand, and they emphasize they don't want to put the Olympic season at risk. Over in Toronto, Skate Canada had a few announcements of their own to make Monday, such as the government's support for Worlds to the tune of $2.2 million in funding, and the Prime Minister doing meet and greet with the really famous names. Then Skate Canada announced both their World team while photographing them by Toronto's CN Tower, which will even turn purple March 10th as promotion. Caitlin Osmond is the ladies' representative, of course, and Megan Duhamel, Eric Radford, and Kirsten Moore-Towers and Dylan Moskovich, the two pairs, and the men will include Patrick Chan and Kevin Reynolds, and the ice dance Tessa Virtue and Scott Moyer, and Piper Gillis and Paul Poirier. But the third ice dance spot is being left vacant in the hopes that Weaver and Poggi can claim it, and the third men's spot, too, is being held to be decided after Fort Continent. Oh, and there was a competition in Russia, too. The Championship of St. Petersburg, a tiny event, the senior ladies had only 6 competitors, the other 5 far behind Polina Agafonova, especially when under Triple Falco, toe in the short, though there she partially under-rotated and fell on her left, and in the long, she fully under-rotated her lip. While being clean otherwise, she totaled 151.33. The senior men started with 4 men and ended with 3, including John Bush, who dominated even more, though one might have expected him to score more than 196.95, but despite a quad, even his short wasn't quite clean, and his free had one mostly clean quad, one partially under-rotated one in combination, one triple axel followed by a single loop, and then 2 more combos, which cost him any value on the 3 jump. The junior ladies was actually large, but short program winner Anastasia Kolmietz withdrew before the free, leaving the competition to be won by Ekaterina Vysotina. There were only 2 junior men. Igor Efimchuk won both segments of that competition. Though a junior pairs competition, where 2 senior pairs, including Katarina Gerbolt and Alexander Enbert, skated in the short, not that they stopped Camilla Gay, Netinova, and even Beach from winning both segments, and a junior ice dance competition, won by Julia Dolgik and Alexander Prachinov. And that is This Week in Figure Skating. Good night.